Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Truly thank God for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank God for his goodness to us and his mercy and his love. Truly God has been good to us since we last met. Thank God for blessing us to be here and blessing to see all that are here in the house of the Lord this morning. I ask that you remember my family once again in prayer. My mother's sister passed just this morning. We found her dead, so remember her much in prayer. Sister in Texas. So just remember us much in prayer as we go through another time of grieving, but our God is able. He's able to comfort, able to bring us through. He's been good to us, and so he can bring us through this too. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee once again this morning. We want to thank you for your manifold blessings upon us this day. We want to thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for your love and mercy extended unto your people, Lord God, as we gather in the house of the Lord one more time. Father God in heaven, you have been so good to us, and we thank you for your goodness. And we thank you, Lord God, even in the midst of sorrow, even in the midst of grief, even in the midst of woe, Lord God, we can still praise and glorify your most precious and holy name, because we know that you have been so good to us, Lord God, and you have blessed us, dear Father. Father, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon our family this day, Lord God, the Dill family, Lord God, and the Tillman family in a special way, Lord God, as we mourn the loss, dear Father, of my mother's sister, dear Father. Lord, we just ask that you would bless and be with us in a mighty way, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you build us up where we may be torn down and strengthen us where we may be weak. And we ask that you give us the victory over the enemy of our souls. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you remember all the saints of God who have gathered this morning in the house of the Lord one more time. We thank you, Lord God, for their presence being here, Lord God, and ask that you would bless each and every one of us, Lord God, in a mighty way. Father, we thank you for dear brother man being with us and ask your blessings upon him, Lord God, and ask that you would look down upon him with continued favor, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for our dear brother, and ask that you would continue to be his guide and his direction, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you for this dear brother and ask your blessings continue upon him. Likewise, we ask that you remember our dear sister Carol, dear Father. Lord, she wasn't feeling well this morning, but Lord, the sister checked on her, Lord, and she's doing better, dear Father. Not able to be out, but Lord God, we know if Sister Carol was able, she would have been here, dear Lord, and we thank you for that. We ask your blessings upon our dear sister and ask that you would continue to touch and heal in her body, spirit, mind, and soul. And we know that Sister Carol is going to give you the praise. Sister Carol is going to give you the glory and the honor due unto your name. Father, we pray this morning. Likewise, remember Sister Regina. We know that Sister Carol is her ride, dear Heavenly Father. And so we just pray, Lord God, that you would be with her likewise. Remember her requests, Lord God, that she has made from time to time, Lord God. Remember her community in which she lives in, dear Father. Remember her family. A special prayer for her daughter, Debbie, Lord God. Pray that you would bless and be with her. Remember her grand and her great-grand in a special way, Lord God. And Father, she lots of times comes and gives us, Lord God, a prayer request for Brother Darnell, Lord God. Remember him too. Now, Father, we just ask that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. Father, likewise, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Holmes being on. We thank you, Lord God, for your blessings upon our dear sister. We ask you continue blessings. Be with her, Lord God. Be with her in her home, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over, Lord God. Thank you for her children who care for her, Lord God, and we ask that you would bless and be with her too, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that we had the privilege of laying eyes on her last Lord's day, and Father, we thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. We're still rejoicing and seeing her, dear Heavenly Father, and what you have done for her, and we ask, dear Lord, that you would continue to be her guide and her direction, and we know that Sister Holmes is going to give you the praise and the glory and the honor due unto your name. Father, we thank you, Lord, likewise, that Sister Lillian is on this morning, and ask that you would bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for our dear sister, and thank you for how you're touching and healing her, Lord God. Give her strength in her body, Lord God, that she will be able to get up, Lord God, and press her way to be out to the house of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for her being on, and thank you, Lord God, when we hear on Wednesday night, dear Heavenly Father, we just ask that you would continue to bless her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would give her, dear Heavenly Father, the desires of her heart, and we know, Lord God, her desires to see many of her neighbors and friends, Lord God, saved, dear Heavenly Father. And so we pray, Lord God, that you would bless our dear sister in a mighty way. Father, we thank you, Lord God, when we looked out and saw Mr. Dalton come in this morning. We thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. Ask you to bless him, dear Father. Be with him, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, because we've missed him for the past couple of Sundays, but we thank you, Lord God, that he's here this morning, and ask that you would bless this dear young man, dear Father, in a mighty way, Lord God. Be with him, Lord God. Look down upon him with favor, Lord God. Father, we pray likewise that you remember other saints who are still on their way. Father, we don't see Sister June as of yet, Lord God, but we know, Lord God, she may be traveling in, dear Heavenly Father. We know sometimes that she has to work some long hours, dear Father, on her job, dear Father, and sometimes they're in the wee hours of the morning, on Sunday morning, Lord God, and then she's making her way to the house of God. But we thank you for this sister and ask your blessings upon her, Lord God, and grant her traveling mercies, Lord God. Remember her family, Lord God, her husband and her daughters, dear Father, her grands, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her brother, Lord God, in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. We know that Sister June will give you the praise and all the glory due unto your name. Father, we pray likewise that you remember Sister Kiva and Sister Henry. Don't see them as of yet. We don't see others, dear Heavenly Father, but we're looking for them, Lord, to be in the house of the Lord one more time, Lord God, asking that, Lord God, likewise, you remember Brother Matthew. We don't see him, dear Father. Ask that you would bless and be with him, dear Father. Sister Sandy, Lord God. Brother Monty, Lord God. And others, dear Father. Oh, Father, we just thank you and praise you for the saints of God that are here. And ask that you would bless that those, dear Heavenly Father, that have not arrived as of yet, that they might be still on their way, Lord God. And if there's any, Lord, that can come out, dear Heavenly Father, help them, Lord God, even if they're listening to the radio land and may be sitting at home thinking, let me just sit here and listen to the... No, help them to get up, Lord God, and to make their way to the house of God, dear Father, so they can be amongst the people of God. Father, we thank you likewise for even for our officer, Lord God. We thank you for our officer Tip, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless and be with him, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for him manning the parking lot and watching over us, dear Heavenly Father, while we are here, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember him in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remember his fiance, Lord God, in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. We ask your blessings be upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to thank you likewise for all of our ushers, dear Father. Yes. Lord, we didn't see Brother Jackson when we started out. Brother Reggie, Lord God, don't know if he's here as of yet, but Lord God, we ask that you would bless him likewise if he's on his way, dear Father. Be with him, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for this dear brother. Thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed him, Lord God, and been with him, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. Lord, we ask that you remember his companion, dear Father, Miss Nancy, and his son, dear Heavenly Father, and his grands and great-grandchildren. Father, we ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord God, even Brother Pierre, dear Heavenly Father. I haven't seen him as of yet, but Lord, we trust he's on his way. Continue to bless this dear brother, dear Father. Continue to be with him, Lord God, as he's still in the grieving stage of losing his dad, dear Father. Yes. Lord, we just pray that you would bless, dear Heavenly Father, Father. Remember his sisters, Lord God, likewise, Cherie and Sierra, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for them, dear Heavenly Father, and his stepmother, Sherry, Lord God. We lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just ask that you would bless us all as a family of God, dear Father. We need you, dear Father. Yes. We need you, Lord God, more, dear Heavenly Father, each and every day, Lord God. When we look out at our world and we see the turmoil that it is in, Father, we realize, dear Father, we've got to continue to grow closer and closer to you. Yes. And we thank you, Lord God, that, Lord, as our Bible study is coming up, dear Heavenly Father, and our dear brother and Brother Levester and Brother Maurice are preparing, Lord God, to break to unto us the bread of life, dear Heavenly Father, on how we can draw closer to you, Lord God. We thank you for these dear brothers and ask that you would be with them, Lord God, and touch them, Lord God, in a mighty way. Father, thank you for Sister Laurentine being downstairs with the children, and thank you for all the children that came out this morning, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon them, dear Heavenly Father, as they come to the end and the close of another school year. We just ask that you would be with them, Lord God. Father, remember Sister Laurentine, thank you for her and what you've done for this dear sister. Yes. Ask that your continued blessings be upon her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Thank you, Lord God, for how you have guided her and directed her, Lord God. And Lord, I was listening to her on Wednesday night and how she was praising your name for all that you've done for her.
thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for her, and ask your continued blessings be with her in a mighty, mighty way. Father, remembering Sister Melita and Brother Pierre as they run the media, Lord God, we ask your blessings upon them too, dear Heavenly Father. Be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remembering Sister Millicent as she leads the devotional service, we pray, Lord God, your blessings upon her too, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for all that you've done for this dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, even as she was downstairs this morning, the teacher for the children this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed her, Lord God, in her studies, Lord God, and bringing her through the word of God, and ask that you would continue to be her guide and her direction. Not forgetting Sister Blake, Lord God, we thank you for this dear sister, and ask your blessings upon her likewise. Remember her eyes, dear Father. Bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father, we pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you have done for her, Lord God, and how you have brought her this far, dear Heavenly Father. By faith, Lord God, Lord, she's leaning on you, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that you're able to do all things but fail. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Smith being here this morning, and ask your continued blessings upon this dear sister. Remember her daughter, Lord God. If you allow Yolanda to see tomorrow, May 16th, Lord God, she'll be 53 years old. We thank you for that, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her. Father, remember the neighborhood around this church, Lord God, our neighbors, Lord God, and ask that you would bless them, be with them, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you'd bring them out to the house of God, Lord God. Father, we just ask, Lord God, your blessings be upon us this day. Father, as we delve into your word, dear Heavenly Father, help us to get deep into it, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord, to apply it to our lives, dear Father, so that we know how to live before we die, dear Father. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless and be with us, Lord God. Remember our leaders, our country, Lord God. Remember our president and vice president, Lord God, our Congress, our senators, Lord God, our legislatures, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, even for our judicial branch, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, all the unrest in our land, dear Father, all the things that are taking place, Lord God. We pray for souls, Lord God, as we were watching, Lord God, even on yesterday and seeing, dear Father, the marching, Lord God, and those, Lord God, who believe in abortion, Lord God, aborting life, dear Father, that you have given, dear Father. And then on the other hand, you have those standing on the other side that say they're pro-life, but yet and still, Lord God, they pass laws, that stand your ground laws where you can get a gun and kill someone. Father, we're living in a mixed up time right now. Help us, Lord God, to make sure our peace calling is an election sure with you this morning, that we know for sure, dear Heavenly Father, that we're at this earth house of this tabernacle be dissolved. We have a house, a building not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Help us to know that this morning. We ask that you would bless and be with us, Lord God, in a mighty, mighty way. Thank you, Lord God, for your presence felt already this morning. Thank you for being with us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we lift you up, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask, though, Father, that you would remember those we may have forgotten to pray about. Father, remember in a special prayer for Sister Fluella, Lord God, as she comes to my mind, Lord God. Remember her, Lord God, body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. Father, likewise, remember all those who are listening in on Radio Land. We pray for them, too, Lord God, that have called in on the internet, dear Father. We pray for them and ask that you would bless them, be with them, too, Lord God. Remembering our dear Sister Ferris Day and her family there in Boston, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for this dear sister and ask that you would bless her and strengthen her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Thank you, Lord God, for little Samantha, Lord God, and how you brought this beautiful baby into this life, dear Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed her to be in a good home, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask likewise that you would remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Sanders in Florida, Lord God, Sister Marvina there in New York, dear Father, and others, Lord God, that may be on, dear Father. Watch over and protect them and be with them, dear Heavenly Father, in a mighty way. And Lord, we're going to be so careful this morning to give your name the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we thank you, Lord God, as we begin this service in thee, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
So we turn in our worship, in our evening light to page 38 in the evening light, opening song. Evening light.
Once again we come to the house of God to unite in songs of praise, to exalt with joy our Redeemer's name, and to tell his wondrous ways. To the house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we are high. We will worship thee in the Bible way as the evening light does shine. In the days gone by, thou hast been our stay. Thou hast led us safely on to the blessed light in the present day, where the darkness now is gone. To the house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we are thine. We will worship thee in the Bible way, as the evening light does shine. May our hearts, O Lord, and united be in true fellowship and love. May thy will be done by us here on earth as my angel hosts above. To thy house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we are thine. We will worship thee in the Bible way as the evening light does shine. May our prayers ascend as an incense sweet, and our praise accepted be as in gratitude all our hearts.
This morning, yes. To thy house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come. We have to come with rejoicing.
Amen.
We don't get our rejoicing once we get here and the music gets to bopping and people get to swaying and dancing. No. We come with the joy.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Yes.
Amen. We thank God for his goodness. And good to be in the house of God this morning and to see all who have arrived safely thus far. And I want to give God the glory for all of his goodness to us. In fact, we give him glory just for being God. For truly he is worthy of our praise. We just thank him for all that he has done. We thank God for our pastor. We give honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning. We thank God for her and all the ways that God is working his will in her life. Because it's a blessing to us and to our souls. And we just thank God. What great love the Father has for us that he gave not only his son, but he gave us a pastor after his own heart.
Amen.
To feed us with knowledge and understanding. We just thank God for that. We thank God for loving us so much to give us such a pastor. And we love her as well.
Amen.
We lift her up in prayer each morning, and especially this morning, as she is set to give us the word of God. Amen. Our responsive reading this morning is found in Jude, the book of Jude. We understand that the book of Jude has one chapter. Mm-hmm. So when we say Jude, all we have to do is give the verse.
Amen.
Amen. the general epistle of Jude, beginning with verse 17 and reading through to the end of the chapter, which would be through verse 25. Jude, verse 17 through verse 25. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for his word.
Amen.
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 Praise our God. Amen. Jude is the book just before Revelation.
All right,
that's all right. Jude, Revelation is the last book of the New Testament, and Jude is the book just before that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for his word this morning. Amen. So thankful for the truth of God's word. Jude, beginning with verse 17 and reading through the end of the chapter, through verse 25. Jude, verse 17. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ.
How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts.
These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit.
But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
And of some compassion, making a difference.
And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh.
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
Together, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
To the only wise God, our Savior. Praise our God. Thank God. Even as we lift up prayers to him, we can say, to the only wise God, our Savior. Amen. Who is so full of mercy. Amen. Thank God for his eternal word. Amen. So thankful for salvation through Christ Jesus. So thankful that in Jesus we have an advocate with the Father. So glad that he knows our infirmities. So thankful that he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And since he is our example, we are to be without sin. Even though temptations may come, yet without sin. By the grace of God, through the power of the Spirit, we follow our Lord and Savior Jesus in just the same way. But knowing that he knows the feeling of our infirmities, he's been burdened beyond any burden that we could ever bear, and that he took on our load of sin. But he's able to give us strength, he's able to give us what we need to know in order to stand. He's able to give us power against the enemy of our soul. And he's given us a privilege of coming to him in prayer to bring the burdens that we are bearing, to bring the afflictions that we're feeling, to bring the persecutions and the tribulations and all those things that try to discourage us. We can bring those to him and know that he will hear and he's able to bless us. He's able to deliver us out of those things that he would have us to be delivered from. And he's able to give us grace to go through those things that we must go through. But we can go to him in prayer for all of these things. And so we're going to ask if there are special requests at this time, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Brother Matthew. Amen. Amen. Remember Brother Matthew in prayer and his family. Brother Mann. Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise Lord. Amen. Amen. Brother Mathis, remember remember neighborhoods. Remember the homeless. Those who are walking around without a meal. Those who don't have a home. God would, you know, God's able to provide. Remember his loved ones as well. Remember this service, that God will have his way. We'll each get our portion. We know the Lord is able to supply it. Amen. We've come with an expectation in our hearts, haven't we? We've come expecting to receive something from the Lord, what the Lord knows that we need. And remember Brother Mann much in prayer. He said to also remember those who are sick, not able to come today, those who would normally be present but are not able to be here today. Amen. Sister Smith.
Please remember Sister Llewellyn. I stopped by there Friday after I got to go to school. When I went there, I went to the back to open the door. I can't open the door fast. But when she did come to the door, two people to check in and see if I could come through. And after that, she said everything was okay. As long as I had on the mask. What they did was close off the section where Sister Llewellyn and the other patients were staying in. In other words, it was quarantined. So they had to lock it and put a tape on the door so nobody could get through it. But when you walk through, her room is straight. And when you go through there, the lady, the young nurse said, well, I'll take her back there. And then I get ready to have her lunch, leave dinner. You can go back there and join her. So I went back there with her, and the room is very nice, very nice. She's toward a window, and the bed is sitting there towards the window, already made up. Mr. Hoyle was sitting there, so I took it to the locked form of the wheelchair to the studio. I went for dinner back there, but it's a night. So I prayed while she was sitting there. But I'm just saying, remember her both body, mind, and soul in prayer.
Amen.
Because as long as you visit her, they're going to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
So also continue to pray for the other patients too. And pray for those souls that need to be saved.
Amen. 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 Sister Smith went to visit Sister Llewellyn, and she's in an area that's quarantined off, but Sister Smith was able to, or she's separated from the other section, and so Sister Smith was able to see her. So we continue to remember Sister Llewellyn much in prayer. We know God is able to take care of her, whatever situation she is in, God is there. And Sister Smith would also remember the souls of those who are there, the workers and so on, that they would seek the Lord likewise. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Sister Smith says, remember her loved ones also, that she, and that they would be saved, that she would be an example to them. It's not, we know it's not God's will that any be lost, but that all should come to repentance. And, you know, as saints, it's not our desire to see anyone perish and being lost either, but that they would come to repentance. And, you know, particularly our loved ones who are in our hearts. So remember Sister Smith's loved ones and all of our loved ones that we want to see saved, and that they would, when the Lord puts on our heart words to say to them, that they would listen, that they would receive it, and would just consider their one and only soul. Amen. There are other requests.
Sister Blake, remember, as has been said, the laws, remember cousins and things like that, and sort of like remember our family too in a special way. Some of them don't know, but our Aunt Lorraine passed this morning. So remember the family much in prayer, especially her son and daughter and her, my mother's other sister, her oldest sister's, Antonio.
Amen. Amen. Her son was ailing there for a while, wasn't he?
Yes, I think
he's
doing better.
He's doing better.
Amen. Grounded this morning.
Yes, yes. So remember, he said the Deal family and the Tillman family. Amen. Pastor Jenkins. And the whole Johnson family's aunt. So remember them much in prayer and their bereavement. Other requests? Let's remember our pastor, even as she will be bringing the word to us this week. Or this.
And my family. Continue to remember us. This is Sister Holmes.
Yes. Thank you, Sister Holmes.
And remember Sister Carol. She's not here, but she wasn't feeling well.
Yes.
She's online.
Yes. Yes. Remember Sister Carol and Sister Regina. Special way. Amen.
That is good to see Mr. Dalton here.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
Wonderful to see you. Amen. Pray the Lord that we've been praying for you. You know, we don't see you. We pray for you, and we're thankful to see you this morning. And just pray that God would touch and strengthen you, body, in body, soul, mind, and spirit. Amen. Amen. All general requests. Amen. We all stand in need of a blessing from the Lord. And after the hymn of meditation, Sister Smith will ask if you would take us to the throne of grace. Is there anyone who has a need can come, stand, and pray out your heart. You can come and kneel. You can feel too. You can go to the prayer room because there's not formalism here. Some might say, well, I'm not supposed to go to the prayer room until at the no. No, there's no formalism here. If the Spirit of God is directing you and you want to pour out your heart to God and you want to go into the prayer room during service, be free in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Again, after our hymn of meditation, we'll ask if Sister Smith would take us to the throne of grace.
Shall we turn in our evening light to page 312? 312 in the evening light. The evening light. 312. Sweet hour of prayer. 312 in the evening light. Sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer. That calls me from a world of care and bids me ask my Father's throne, make all my
Time out to give praise and honor to thee, Lord our God, but I need your assistance, I need your help, because I know I can do nothing without thee, but I know I can do all things that's pleasing to thy sight. And I'm not crying because of sadness, but I'm crying because I can rejoice and be glad to know that I'm saved from sin, to sin no more. Please continue to help me that I may be an encouragement and enlightenment by the life that I live and by the word of God, through the Spirit of God. For I realize, Lord God, without thee, none of us saints can do anything. But with thee, we can do all things that's pleasing to thy sight. We thank you for the Church of God, and we thank you for Minister Sister Renee Jenkins for the preaching and the teaching. And we know it's by the Spirit of the Lord thy God that abides with her and in her. And truly, I tell you, it's an encouragement and enlightenment to our souls to hear the Word of God every day from Monday through Friday. And I tell you, it's a fulfillment to my soul. Because some of the things that the scripture says are things that we've all been going through. Sure, we're going through trials and we're going through tribulations and we're going through tests. But it's also to try, Lord God, to see if we're going to hang in there by the word of God. And sure, come too far by faith to turn back now, dear Heavenly Father, but to go forward. And the only thing that keeps me going forward is the word of God. Hebrews 13:5, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But you're always there in the time when I need you, and it's a blessing and encouragement to my soul. Please continue to strengthen me, but also continue to strengthen the saints as a whole, dear Heavenly Father. As we continue to pray for one another, uplift one another, love one another, help one another in a time of need, especially in times like these in 2022. There is so much wickedness and evilness in the world today. People are dying. I mean, they're dying like flies. Every time you turn the news on, someone is dead. Either a car crash, or either somebody's getting shot, or somebody's getting stabbed, or even on a motorcycle, dear Heavenly Father, or even a semi-truck. I never know. But you know what? Life is not promised to us from day to day. we're here today, we can be gone today. We don't know. But I find out the most blessed thing of all is to have a heart and a soul right with God. Because one thing about it, we can't change it. But if we see something within ourselves, have ourselves checked by the word of God, that we may get straight and right before it's everlasting too late. Thank you for Minister Sister Renee Jesus for the preaching and the teaching of the word of God. We also want to take this time out to thank you for Sister Patricia Blake. Truly an encouragement and a light, and by the word of God, by the spirit of God. Truly a blessing, dearly Father. Her and her husband, Brother Maurice. Truly, prayer. Oh, always thinking about others, always doing for others. But Lord God, we thank you for her. Continue to strengthen her as well, in body, mind, and soul, and also her companion, Brother Maurice. Can't thank you enough for Brother Byron, who teaches the Sunday school lesson on Wednesdays, Bible study. Truly an encouragement, dearly Father, by the grace of God. We enjoy it, dearly Father, but we enjoy the word of God. Let it abide within our heart, soul, and mind, and body, that we may be an encouragement and enlightenment to souls out there that are lost and undone. Truly, we want to see them saved, and just like Sister Patricia said, our loved ones, we've got loved ones that are not even saved by grace, hoping by the grace of God that they will get saved before it's everlasting too late, dearly Father. We don't want to force them to do anything, but we continue to pray for them and hoping by the grace of God that he'll stir up their heart and soul and mind before it's everlasting too late. We also want to take this time out, dearly Father, to pray a special prayer and blessing, dearly Father. I think of the children, the beginner's class, as well as the young people's class, and there was also the adult class, praying, Lord thy God, that it will prick the hearts and souls, even for the children, that something will abide within them. God is no respecter of persons, not even with the kids, as well as those that are teens, and young women and young men, dear Father, and older ones, older men and older women. All souls are going to have to answer in the day of judgment of who they serve and who they worship. And there's only two places, and that's heaven and hell. Make your choice before it's everlasting too late to give your heart and soul to the Lord thy God while he is still here. He's coming back soon and very soon. But it also prays to be ready. Don't get ready. Be ready for the grace of God. We thank you also for Sister Millicent as she continues to lead the choir, dearly Father, in songs, dearly Father. Also to pick up those who have no transportation, dearly Father. But also being an encouragement and lightning to the ones across the street from her. They used to come to Sunday school, they used to come to church, and now you don't even see them anymore. Pray. And also this gentleman she was telling me about, doing things that he ought not to be doing, but some things he has dropped. Praying for him, Lord God, that you bring conviction upon his heart, soul, and mind, that he may not rest in peace. But most of all, that you will prick his heart so that he cannot rest. But most of all, that he will give himself to thee before it's everlasting too late. And that's a blessing. A special prayer and blessing for Sister Holmes, who came in last Sunday. It was good to see her and her daughters here, dearly Father. But she's truly in the word of God. Also, she's an encouragement even to us here at the Church of God by the word of God and by the spirit that abides with her at 95 years old. A blessing and encouragement. A special prayer and blessing for Sister Maria and her companion, Brother DeAndre, Heavenly Father. Truly an encouragement. Good parents, Heavenly Father, to their two boys. It's a blessing. We do continue to pray for the one that has autism, Heavenly Father, that the Lord thy God would make a way out of no way. But also, Heavenly Father, the prayer, you can do all things. When you can lift up the dead, as Lazarus said, for 4 days, and you lift up yourself for 3 days, Heavenly Father, the ones that couldn't walk, that can walk, and the ones that couldn't see, that can see by the grace of God. I know that you can do all things in decency and in order, even for the other little boy, dearly Father, living a godly life and a righteous life. Good parents, Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre. Praying also that thank you for the job that he now has, dearly Father. Let the Spirit lead God and direct him in all things, what to say and what not to say. Have a smile on your face, the Lord thy God. So we'll take care of you. Don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing. Brother Thomas Mann, truly an encouragement and enlightenment. Heavenly Father, by being here, Heavenly Father, giving his heart and soul to the Lord, hoping that he's an encouragement and enlightenment even to his sons and daughters, dear Heavenly Father, by the life that he's lived, hoping and praying that they'll get saved before it's everlasting too late. Life is not promised to none of us. Brother Levester, truly an encouragement and lightning by the word of God, through the Spirit of God, by the way he lives and by the word of God and by the Spirit that abides with his heart, soul, and mind, that he may be an encouragement to his loved ones, dear Heavenly Father, hoping and praying that they'll get saved before it's everlasting too late. And a special prayer and blessing for Brother Matthew, dear Heavenly Father, hanging tough in the word of God, studying to show himself approved, searching the scripture. As the word of God says, pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. It's so important, dear Heavenly Father, for us to pray, but knowing that the Lord thy God will answer prayers according to his will. And that's a blessing as well, dear Heavenly Father. A special prayer and blessing, dear Heavenly Father, for Sister Lauren C. as she continues to grow in the word of God and in the spirit of God, being an encouragement and enlightenment, even by the life that she lives. Love her dearly, Heavenly Father. Thank you for her, dear Heavenly Father. Praying a special prayer and blessing for the children, dear Heavenly Father, not only here at the Church of God, but all over the world, dear Heavenly Father. Praying that we as saints may be an encouragement by the life that we live, but most of all by the word of God, dear Heavenly Father. Let our light so shine that others will see. For all praise, honor, blessings, and glory goes to the Lord thy God in heaven, now and forevermore and through eternity. For he is the Spirit, and by him the Spirit abides with us and in us. And we thank you also for the new police officer, dear Heavenly Father, who checks the church lot, dear Heavenly Father, where the cars are. Also in the foyer, dear Heavenly Father, hoping and praying that he has heard the word of God by Minister Sister Renee Jenkins, which is a blessing and encouragement to his heart, soul, and mind, and hoping that he'll turn to thee before it's everlasting too late. We're just praying for souls, dear Heavenly Father, that are lost and undone. We don't want to see anybody lost. Just like you, Lord, that God, we want to see souls saved, but we can't force anybody to get saved that does not want to get saved. But we can still pray for them and pray, Lord, that God, that you will stir their heart, soul, mind, and body up, that they may not rest in peace. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that's within me. We thank you, Lord, thy God. If there's anybody I forgot, dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me, and it's not intentionally, but I love them all. By the grace of God, a special prayer and blessing for Sister Beverly Carroll, who I miss very much, and Sister Regina. I know they would be here, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to strengthen her in body, mind, and soul. He says, any among you afflicted, let him praise. Any merry, let him sing songs. Please continue to give her the strength that she needs, dear Heavenly Father, to get up, dear Heavenly Father, and to honor thee and love body, mind, and soul, spiritually, and we love you, and I love you, dear Heavenly Father. As I examine myself, please continue to check me out, as I continue to check myself out, and I may not be a stumbling block for thee, but most of all, that I may be able to make heaven my home, and I'm looking for that heavenly place, and that's that new Jerusalem in heaven, now and forevermore through eternity. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for the spirit of prayer. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. God truly blessed you in that prayer, Sister Smith. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for you. Amen. I am before you to lift the morning offering. This is the third Sunday of the month. And so the special offering for today is for the food pantry, which we may place in the center plate as we file by, and our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness. We thank you, dear God, for this beautiful day that you have made, dear God. And Lord, you have given it to us, dear Father. And Lord, we've come, Lord, to worship you in the beauty of holiness. And so we thank you, dear God, for that privilege. We pray, dear Father, that you would continue to have your way, dear God, and, Lord, be a presence, dear God, in our midst, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember us, Lord, as we honor you in giving. Mm-hmm. Lord, as we obey your word, Lord, that you told us, Lord, to bring in on the first day of the week, to bring in our tithes and our offerings, dear God, into the storehouse, Lord, as you have prospered us. And so, Father, we're bringing them, Lord, in obedience to your word, dear God, and we're bringing them with gladness, dear God, for we know your word says that you love a cheerful giver. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would use, Lord, these tithes and offerings according to your will and your way, dear Father. For, Lord, we know not what to do, Lord, except you should show us, except you should direct us, dear God. And so, Father, we submit ourselves, Lord, to your will, dear Father, even in this, dear God. Lord, that you would give us wisdom, dear Father, for how to use, Lord, these tithes and offerings, Lord, which are yours, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless each gift and each giver, and that you would use both to your glory and to your honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And there will not, the choir will not come up after the offering.
I cannot be idle, for Jesus says so, and work in my heart rest today. And then at the evening when labor is done, whatever is right I will say. Then away to work I will go, and join in the reaping of grain, and back from the harvest with beautiful sheaves, I'll come with rejoicing again. I cannot be idle, the fields are so white, and numberless sheep will be lost. They perish for want of more reapers to bear. How awful to think of a fall. Then away to work I will go, and join in the reaping of grain, and back from the harvest with beautiful sheaves, I'll come with rejoicing again. I cannot be idle, soon time will be o'er, and reaping the ended forest, I'll gather the lost from the byways of sin, to walk in a beautiful way. In way to the work I will go, and join in the reaping of grain, and back from the harvest with beautiful sheep, I'll come with rejoicing again. I cannot be idle, no time for revolt. My resting shall be over there, where all of the faithful in heaven above a crown of bright glory shall wear. Then away to the work I will go, I'll go, and joy in the reaping of grain I'll go, and back from the harvest with beautiful sheep, I'll come with rejoicing again. Amen.
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 Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 640, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Amen.
640. What a fellowship.
Amen.
Shall we stand? That's where we used to say, stand and rest ourselves. Sitting for a little bit.
Amen.
640. Man's arms will fail us. The only arms we can lean on and know that it's going to hold us up.
Amen.
Hold us up. Jesus is going to hold us up.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine leaning on the everlasting. What a peace of mind, leaning on the everlasting arms. Well, I'm leaning on, 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 leaning on
We cannot do it on our own.
Amen.
Amen. But our sufficiency is in God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for the service thus far. Thank God for the prayers that have gone forth. Just thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
And thank God for his word.
Amen.
So we're going to lift up our pastor in prayer before she comes before us, knowing that this is the word of God. This is the word of God that's coming to us. Amen. And we are invited to search the scriptures. Even in the message, so many times our pastor, she will preach to us and give us the word. And other times she will say, and in your leisure, go and read thus and so, and thus and so, and thus and so. And so we are to search the scriptures, for in them we think we have eternal life. It says, and they are they that testify of me. That's what Jesus said. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. So let us lift up our pastor in prayer as she breaks the bread of life to us, that the Lord will give her the power to proclaim his word this day. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that our hearts have felt and all that our hearts have heard. For Lord, we have been listening, Lord, with our heart's ear this morning, Lord, for your voice. Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessing and prevailing, Lord, in the prayers, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for prevailing, dear God, in the reading of your precious word, Lord, in the singing of Zion songs, dear Father.
For, Lord, our hearts have been prepared, dear God, to receive your word. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint, Lord, your servant as she brings, Lord, the word of God to us. We thank you, dear God, for your anointing upon her, dear Father. We pray, dear God, that you would give her power to proclaim the truth of your word this morning, Lord, to every heart and every soul that is listening this morning, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to receive your word, dear God, and to walk therein, dear God, not being hearers only, but doers of your word. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, Lord, enrich us through your word, dear God. Help us, dear God, to dwell in the riches of your word, dear Father. Lord, and help us, dear God, never, dear God, to be opposers, dear God, of your word, to be gainsayers of your word, dear Father. But, Lord, help us, Lord, to receive your word with gladness, dear God, Lord, and to walk there, walk in the light therein. Have your way, dear God. Anoint, dear God, again, the preacher. Anoint the hearers, Lord, that your will be done in all things, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Our pastor. Sister Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, Sister Blake, to the saints here, to everyone present. It's good to have you in the house of the Lord. To those listening on, we thank God for his goodness, his mercy, his love toward us, all that God has done for us. We thank God for it. I ask you to hold us up and hold me up in a special prayer. I didn't find out until I was up here this morning that my aunt went on early this morning. I just ask you to hold our family up in prayer. I had a couple deaths right in a row, but God is able. Amen. Amen to bring us through. He's able to bless us. He's brought us this far by faith. We're going to continue to lean on the Lord. Amen. Someone shared with me downstairs that someone said to Brother Mann, hold on to God. No matter what happens, he will care for us, and I'm going to hold on to God. Amen. Trust God with everything. Even in the midst of sorrow, even in the midst of woe, we got to trust Almighty God. Amen. In our hearing this morning, we read Jude 17 through 25. I trust you have your Bibles with you and something to write with. God has blessed us with the word of God. He's left it on record for it. He's given it to us. And thank God for it being there for us. And God for the saints who are here. We know that our dear sister Carol is out sick today. We checked on her. She is feeling better. But we thank God. We truly miss her and Sister Regina and the others we don't see. I believe Sister India is online. We don't see her, but remember her much in prayer along with her daughters. We just thank God for all the saints of God and everyone that's here this morning in the house of God. We ask God's blessing upon each and every one. Lord bless. We would like to go back to verse 24 of our scripture reading. To get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. Verse 24 of Jude. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, God is able to keep you from falling.
Amen.
God is able to keep you from falling. In our scripture text this morning, Jude is writing this letter to fellow believers whom that he addressed earlier on in the scriptures as beloved. Jude started off by saying that he was originally going to write to them. He said, of the common salvation. But then he felt led to write about something else. Turn over to verse 3 of Jude and look at what he says there. He said, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, he said, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. I know how Jude felt, because there are times that it's happened to me where I have been studying something to bring to the saints of God a message, and then the Holy Spirit guides me in another direction toward a different message that he wanted me to share. You see, Jude here wanted them to know that false believers had come in among them. And Jude, in his passage of scripture, he was letting them know in verse 4, he said, for there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Jude called them ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, saints of God, I know you remember back in Acts, the 20th chapter. This is approximately about the same thing that Paul wrote to the elders back then. When Paul said to them in Acts, the 20th chapter, verse 29, he said, for I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Saints of God, these are warnings for us today. You and I have got to be careful that we don't allow false teaching to invade us and cause us to move from our steadfastness from the Lord God. What do you say, Sister Renee? False teaching is all around. Compromise is all around. We hear about it all the time. There are so many renditions of the Bible. You have all these different ones, and many of them are leaving out important parts, and people are running to those things, and they're saying, well, it says this in the Word of God. However, the King James Version was written and left on record, and now other versions have come off of that, and we're seeing some folks now have gone astray from what thus saith the Lord. But you and I must be careful that we don't follow or allow false teaching to invade us. You see, these people in Jude's time, they claimed to be Christians, yet they lived their lives however they wanted. We're told these words in verse 16. He said, these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words. Have you heard people in the world today? They say all these good things. They walk after their own lust. He said, great swelling words, having men's person and admiration because of advantage. See, he compares their actions to other false believers from history who gave in to sin without having a second thought about it. Jude warns that these arrogant people who claim to be Christians yet continue a life of sin and will indeed receive an eternal punishment. Jude then encourages the true believers. He's telling them back then, and he's telling you and I today, to remain steadfast in our faith, awaiting God's mercy and God's salvation. He reminds them in verse 18 that the apostles had prophesied that there would be mockers, he said, in the last days who should walk after their own ungodly lust. But for them, Jude wanted them and you and I to know not to be divided by or confused by their false teaching. Oh, saints of God, there is no doubt in my mind that we are living in the same religious time as Jude is speaking about to us. Along with that, we are living in some tough times in general. Sister prayed about it in her prayer. All we have to do, saints of God, is look at the power of Satan, the power that Satan has on lives today. Look at what he has on those that are lost and that are out there in the world today. And some of them are our family members. Some of them are our co-workers. Some of them are our neighbors, lawmakers, judges, presidents, current and past. Look at what he has done and is doing in our world today. Turmoil on every hand. Every week, sister just prayed about it. Death every time we turn around. I heard of a mass shooting even on yesterday, I believe was in Buffalo, New York. And then another shooting somewhere else. Every week we hear of something catastrophic that's happening in our land. And then on top of that, now we're hearing of a shortage of baby formula. And the politics behind all of that are running rampant. You see, instead of offering solutions to solve the problem, we got politicians ramping up the shortage, causing great fear in fathers and mothers in the land, thinking that they may not be able to feed their babies. Oh, I believe, saints of God, we are living in a time of confusion, a time of fear-mongering and anger that is on a high level right now. See, this is how the devil works. The devil is the author of confusion. Why do you say that, Sister Renee? Because my God lets me know in the Word of God that he is not. He says in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Our God is a God of peace. So when there is confusion, the devil is in the midst.
Amen. Amen.
This mess has been caused because we have left God out of decision making. He's not wanted in our homes any longer. He's not wanted in rearing our children. I don't know about you, but I can see that God is backing away from America. I shared this with the saints of God at prayer meeting on Wednesday. On this past Tuesday, I should say. Our scripture reading was found this past Tuesday in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and verse 17, and I know you saints know it well, where the Lord is speaking to the people of God. He says, if my people, you see, God is speaking to his people. You notice that? He said, if my people, he said, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Oh, yes, God is speaking to the people of God. You see, many attribute this to the lost, but what the lost need is to be saved. The Lord is speaking directly to those of us who profess to be saved. I shared with the saints of God on Tuesday as I was meditating and asking the Lord what scripture to bring for our prayer meeting. And God gave me this scripture. God showed me this scripture. How our country is losing God's favor. How we're losing God's blessing over our lives. Because we have set at naught all everything that God has instructed us to do for the sake of prosperity. Notice he says, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Saints of God, God is telling us that the people of God have too much pride. And we need to humble ourselves before him and pray and seek God's face. Sister just said, quoted what Jesus said in John 5:39, when it says, search the scriptures. When you search the scriptures, you're seeking out God's face. You're seeking out the will of God for our lives. You see, many in the religious world have now adopted the Laodicean mentality. We're told in Revelation 3, verse 17, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Oh, this, I believe, is where the religious world is today. You see, some in the ministry today are trying to function without the help of Almighty God. And it has destroyed the power of the church in our world today. There was a time when folks looked up to the church for help. They looked up to the ministry. They looked up to the pastor and the leadership. Now the church is turning to the world to solve our problems instead of calling up on Almighty God or going to the Word of God to search out what God would have for you and I to do. No, we don't need to go to Google.
Amen.
We don't have to go to Google to find out what the Church of God means. All we have to do is what goes into the Word of God. Oh, what are you saying, Sister Renee? If we have a question about who God is and how God wants us to live our lives, we don't have to Google it to get the answer. Romans 4, verse 3 says, "For what saith the Scripture? Praise our God." God has left everything we need in the Word of God for His people. Do we believe that this afternoon? Prayer and pride has gotten into the religious world today. And many in the ministry think more of themselves and they think more of their abilities than they do of Almighty God. Proverbs 16, verse 18 said, "Pride goeth before destruction." He said, "In a holy spirit before a fall." Pride says, "I do not need God. I can make it on my own. I know what's best." Oh, saints of God. And I call the shots in my own life. Oh, but I've not found that to be so. I know I need God. Praise God. I know I want to live according to God's word. I thank God that this ministry is humble here in this congregation. We have humbled ourselves in the sight of Almighty God. We know that it is of God that we're able to preach the word of God. We know that it's because of Almighty God we are able to come before you and bring the word of God, whether it's on Sunday morning in Sunday school or whether it's on Sunday in the morning service on Tuesday or Wednesday during Brother Byron's doing the Bible study on Wednesday. And then again, when we're out there in the parking lot bringing the food pantry, it is all because of Almighty God being in our lives. Turn with me to Acts, the second chapter. And let us lay ourselves alongside of the early church. And look at how the early church operated back then. In Acts, the second chapter, verse 42, he said, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer." Oh, saints of God, this is why we've got to make sure that we are in the house of God. We got to make sure that we continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Fellowship is important for each and every one of you. I don't know about you, but I can't get along without seeing and having you in my life. We are living in a time that many of us are working in areas where the enemy is so busy. And all week long, you're working amongst people who are unsaved. And that's why it's important for you and I to come together as brothers and sisters. Then when the Bible tells us not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of such is, but exhorting one another. Saints of God, we are here to exhort and help one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Do we not see the day approaching? Praise God. He goes on to say there in verse 43, he said, "And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common." Praise our God. Thank the Lord that, thanks to God, we have unity and oneness, that we are all standing on the same truth of God's eternal word. He said, "And sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart." Oh, but he didn't stop there. He said, "Praising God."
Amen.
"And having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, I thank God for the prayer meeting on Tuesday. And I say prayer meeting because Bible study, we have prayer and Bible study on Wednesday. But prayer meeting on Tuesday is set aside specifically
praying for lost souls and praying for our souls to stay steadfast with Almighty God. This is in no way taken away from the Wednesday night Bible study that God has blessed Brother Byron with, but it enhances it because we hear the saints of God, even those who are unable to be with us, are even pulling aside, and they're saying a prayer with us, right along with us here in the prayer meeting. And I thank God because Brother Levester said this past prayer meeting, he was thanking God for the saints coming together. He was thanking God in his prayer for the prayers that he was hearing and how those prayers were on one accord and how they were earnest, and we were lifting them up to Almighty God. You see, when we come into the house of God, we don't come in to play. We start out with prayer, opening up. We give a scripture, and then we get down to pray, and all the saints here have an opportunity to pray out to God. I tell you, saints of God, if you have an opportunity to be in the house of God on Tuesday at 10:30, come on over to the house of God and hear the prayers that God has blessed the saints with to lift up on behalf of those who are lost, who are out of the ark of safety. Thank God that someone is praying for them. Thank God that God has blessed us to be able to pray and lift up our voices in unity and oneness for lost souls. Praise our God. Then in Joel, the second chapter, we're told these words in verse 12. It says there, therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your hearts. And when we turn to Almighty God, God is able to work a work in us. He said, with all your heart and with fasting, with weeping and with mourning. He said, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. You see, God is not going to hear, help, and heal our country until we turn back to God and live according to the word of God. Then we will see God's power touch this world in a tremendous way. On yesterday, took the time to reach out to souls to come to the house of God today. I heard back from a couple, and I see someone here today with them. I'm glad to see some out here today. It's important, saints of God, because our world, as Sister prayed, is dying. Every day souls are going into eternity. People cannot even go into the common market and buy groceries without someone having a hate crime and coming in and shooting up the place. You can't even drive down the freeway without someone possibly standing on the bridge and as a sniper and shooting and killing. All the things that are going on all around us. Saints of God, we have to reach out to our loved ones. We have to let them know that we serve a God that loves them, a God that cares for them, a God that wants and desires for them to be saved. Why do you say that, Sister Renee? Because we're told these words. And turn with me to 1 Timothy and look at what Paul left on record. Paul said these words in 1 Timothy, the second chapter. He said, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. That's what Paul was saying, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may what? Lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Saints of God, did you hear what the word of God says? That we are exhorted to pray for all mankind. He said prayers and prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead. Our government needs us to pray for them. Our president, whether you voted for them or not, they need our prayers. He said that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. And listen to verse 4. He said, who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. Praise our God. Praise our God. It's not God's will for man to be lost. Oh, I thank God. In our Sunday school downstairs this morning, in the lesson, Immortality of Man. Oh, I thank God for the sisters. I thank God for Sister Millicent. She was the teacher, lead teacher this morning. Thank God that she was leading out with the children and all the scripture Sister was giving the children to read concerning, you know, death and the various things and not knowing God and what can happen. Oh, it derives some questions from the children. But God always has an answer when you stand on the word of God. God can give an answer because it's according to what thus saith the Lord. Oh, we need to let our children know that death can come to any of us. Oh, we say many times, we'll say, well, they have their life ahead of them. Oh, but we don't know what tomorrow, what today is going to hold for us. We don't know, even know what tomorrow. We may lay down tonight and go into eternity. We may be on our way home from the house of God today and go into eternity. We just don't know. But one thing we can know for sure, and that is where we will spend eternity. How can we know that? By coming to Almighty God. Amen. By making our peace calling and election sure with God. By living a righteous and holy life in Christ. Amen. Jesus. And then we can know for sure, as our memory verse says, for we know that if the earth, in this earthly house of this tabernacle be dissolved, we have a house, a building not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. Do you know that this afternoon? Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God. We're living in some perilous times. This past week, I received a call, and I was asked to contact one of our neighbors to the church about an incident that happened in and around the church the other day. I shared with Brother Levester and Brother Maurice the incident and about my conversation with this neighbor. When I was speaking with her, she let me know about all the crime that is happening in this neighborhood and around this house of God. Sad to hear how our young people are now making crime an occupation instead of getting a job and doing some hard labor and earning their money. At the close of our conversation, the neighbor said to me, "This is only going to get worse." And she went on to say, because God has been left out of raising our children. And I agreed with her. But I also must say, it is what happens when God is told he has no place in our lives at all. You see, if God is not in your life, then you have chaos and disorder. Our God is a God of order who does all things well. Oh, saints of God, we need God in our lives. I've heard people say that they don't need God, but I found that I need him. Praise Amen. God. Amen. We are told in 1 John, the second chapter, in verse 6, these words. He said, he that saith he abideth in him. Oh, my. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Saints of God, our Savior walked a clean life in this world. Amen. We are told in another passage of scripture, he knew no sin and neither was guile found in his mouth. You see, when we say we are abiding in Christ, it means that our abiding is an ongoing obedience to the things of Almighty God. Amen. It means we are settled in living for the Lord. Have you settled in live or die? I am the Lord. That our lives now are modeled after him. We ought to obey God because of our sincere desire to do so. Our obedience to him should be a joy to follow in Amen. The footsteps of the one who died for you and I. In our scripture reading this morning, we are told these words. In verse 20, he said, you said, but ye, beloved, he said, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Why should we build up ourselves on our most holy faith? Because when trouble times come, then we'll be able to stand.
You see, in these last days, we are surrounded by mockers of our faith. We are surrounded by carnality. And the least you and I can do to help ourselves to escape the damaging effects of this old world is to build up ourselves, to fortify our minds, to strengthen our conscience, and to build up our spirit in the Lord. You Bible students know the story of Job. You see, Job survived the mockery of his wife and his friends because he had built up himself in his most holy faith. I ask you to go back and read the entire book of Job and see what Job went through. And when Job was going through all of that, Job stood for Almighty God. Oh, Job lost it all. He lost all of his finances. He lost even his health. He turned around, he lost all of his children. Oh, but Job could say these words in Job 13:15. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Saints, are we there yet? Are we there yet when we get ready to go through something? Are we there to be able to say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him? Can you say that this afternoon? Can you say when you've gone through something? I heard Brother Byron say it when he was there going through his cancer. Brother, hope you don't mind me using it. When he gave us his testimony about going through with his cancer. Oh, Brother said there were times he couldn't read. I can remember times when Brother called in. And when Brother would be here on the phone with us listening in, and when he was going through it, it seemed like one time he had this, and then the next time something else. They found another mass on his brain, and then all of a sudden he lost his eyesight and one eye. But all I could hear was Brother saying, I'm going to trust Almighty God. Brother trusted God all the way through the end, and now praise be to God, we have him sitting right here with us. Can we say, as Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. No matter what mankind does on the outside, no matter what he does on the job, no matter what the devil tries to throw at us, no matter whether you got up this morning and did not have a whole bowl of cereal this morning, can you say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even when you go through a time in your life, when you don't know the beginning from the end, even when things look like they're coming in upon you, and you say, I pray, Lord, I've stood before you, Lord, I've given it all over to you, Lord, can you say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, Job survived the mockery of his wife and his friends. Because he had built up himself in his most holy faith. And then there is Joseph. When Joseph was sold into Egypt, he was carried there alone. His mother and father were not with him. My. Neither were his brothers. Because remember, they were the ones that sold him. The Bible says in Genesis 49, you can turn with me there for a moment in verse 22. The Bible says these words. Joseph is a fruitful bull, even a fruitful bull by a well. And that means in a branch, a limb. He went on to say here, whose branches run over the wall. Praise our God. The archers have sorely grieved him. You see what he was going through? Joseph was being afflicted. It says here, the archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. Oh, saints of God, we're going to go through some things. He went on to say, but his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Saints of God, has our bold made us a bold in strength, and the arms of our Almighty God made us stronger when we go through an affliction. You see, Joseph was able because he had built up himself on his most holy faith. Praise our God. And then there is Daniel. You see, when the enemy attacked Daniel, and Daniel, the sixth chapter, turn with me there for a moment. Oh, Daniel's faith stood. His faith was that he
stood determined to how he was going to respond when he heard. The Bible says that after the decree was signed there in verse 10, oh, how Daniel stood. He said, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and in his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Why? Because Daniel had determined that his faith was going to stand even in the midst of a trial. And then there were the 3 Hebrew boys. I know you know these scriptures real well, but if you don't know them, I ask you to read them in your leisure. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel, the 3rd chapter. How they responded according to their faith. Look at what it says there in verse 15. It says there, well, let me go back to verse 14 to get a little connection. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? But I think I need to go back just a little more. In verse 12, he said, there are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. He see, this is something, saints of God, that's going on in our world today. You see, we have a lot of young people that went out and say, oh, they didn't respect me, so I'm going to go out and do this. This is what these men were saying here. When he said, these men, O king, have not regarded, meaning they have not respected thee. They serve not thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my God, nor worship the golden image which I have set up. Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. You know, when the king said that, many would have said, okay, king, I'll bow down. Oh, but not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And then the king went on, and look how he challenged them. And he said, and who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? See, saints, whenever the devil tries to challenge our God, we don't have to get flustered.
Amen.
We don't have to get all upset. We know who our God is. We know who the God we serve. He is able. He speaks and man lives, and he speaks and man dies. He went on to say there, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Oh, praise our God. Oh, we don't have to worry about it. He said, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able. Saints, do we know this afternoon that our God is able to keep us from falling? He said, our God is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. And then look at what they said, and this is where you and I make sure we got to get there.
Amen.
He said, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
Amen.
Praise our God. You see, their faith was in God. They had courage. They were courageous. They stood up against that king.
Praise
our God. And then, saints of God, you can read in your leisure about the Shunammite woman. Back in 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, whose son had died. She responded according to her faith. You see, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the Shunammite woman were all able to respond well under pressure. Why? Because they had built up themselves on their most holy faith in God. You see, the enemy is good at keeping us from being what God wants us to be.
Satan presents so many challenges to us to try and confuse our thinking, to try to keep us from praying or being where we ought to be in the house of God. The devil wants to rob God's people of knowing that our God is able to bring us through any situation that this life presents to us. We do not have to be defeated in our Christian walk, but we can truly rejoice in the Lord, knowing that God has our back. Do you believe that this afternoon? You see, our God has given unto us the greatest internal support system that we need to strengthen ourselves. We're told these words in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, and I believe you Bible students know this story. And if you don't, go and read this story. It was about David and all them that were there in 1 Samuel 30. And they had their wives had been taken captive. Oh, and they were there. And David, the word of God says in verse 6 of that chapter, but David encouraged himself. Oh, he had all these things. He strengthened himself in Almighty God. Although his wife and the women and everybody had been taken captive, David and the men came to the city. They beheld that the city was burned and was on fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters had been taken away from them. Then David, the word of God says in verse 4 of 1 Samuel 30, then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. You know, that was some weeping that was going on. He went on to say, David's two wives were taken captive, Ahimelech, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, and the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed. See, the word of God says David, in verse 6, was greatly distressed. Saints of God, sometimes we are going to go through some things. And yes, we are going to be greatly distressed. He said they were greatly distressed for the people's sake of stoning him because the soul of all the people was grieved. See, because they were grieved because their wife and children and all were taken in captivity. And they wanted to stone David. He said, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But look at what the word of God says. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Saints of God, there are times when you and I may be alone. We may not be able to reach another saint of God. We may be going through something, but we've got to be like David and be able to encourage ourselves in the Lord. How many know what I'm talking about? We've got to be able to call from that strength from heaven. We got to be able to call on God and know that God will hear our humble cry. Praise our God. Amen. Praise our God. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Oh, saints of God, our greatest defense against apostasy is to be strong in the word of God. We are to build upon what we know. The foundation was laid down by the word of God. But as believers, we've got to build upon this foundation. We got to apply the principles in faith. Oh, turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. Well, that's what Paul was saying here. Paul was here dealing with some believers that may have been a little weak. You know, saints, that we all are growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. We may not all be on the same at the same place in our salvation with the Lord, but we're all professing to be saved. We may need to strengthen another brother or lift up another sister. But when I say that we may not be in the same place in our salvation, that doesn't mean that we can be sinning, because that's not of God. Amen. Oh, that old man, you've got to be crucified regardless of where you're standing with the Lord. You've got to crucify that old self, and you got to stand for Almighty God. And stand in the power of God's might. But look at what it said. I'm going to start with verse 1 of that scripture reading. Paul said that I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as babes in Christ. Paul was letting them know, I had to come to you because you didn't have the spiritual maturity that you ought to have at this time. He said, I fed you with milk. Paul went on to let them know, I fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. He said, for ye are yet carnal. Oh, saints, we got to move on.
God wants us to move up in our relationship with God. Amen. He doesn't want us still standing with the first word. He doesn't want us coming with repentance and saying, oh, Lord, I couldn't help it. Oh, all the stuff that's going on. Oh, Lord, you know, it happened. You know, I'm going to fall. No, God wants us to move past all of that.
Amen.
And get to the point we are living for Almighty God. He said, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? He's letting them know, see, when you walk that way, you're walking as a common man. You're not walking as a spiritual man. He went on to say, for while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man. Paul went on to say, I have planted, Apollos watered, but who gave the increase? God is the one that does the saving. Oh, saints of God, I can get up here and preach on Sunday morning. Brother can come on Wednesday night. Sister Blake can give the exhortation and do all the things. But it's God that gives the increase. We can't save you. Reminded of Brother Byron's words on one Wednesday night to Sister Maria when he was helping her with the scripture. He said, I can get you there, but I can't drag you across the line. Oh, we can get you there. We can tell you how to live for the Lord. But it's got to be up to you to come to Jesus Christ. It's got to be up to you to want to serve him, want to love him like we love him. And if you do, then you're going to do all that he has told us to do in the word of God. He went on to say, so then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Then he went on to say, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me. As a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereupon. You see, we're laying the foundation right now, and the others are building upon that foundation. Jesus laid the foundation for us to build upon, and then we're giving it on to someone else. He said, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Oh, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is who? Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble. You see, people want to bring all this stuff. It's not necessary. He said, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Another scripture in the word of God, I believe it's in the 127th division of Psalm, verse 1, where it says, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain. Oh, saints of God, we don't want to labor in vain. Our most holy faith rests on what God has revealed to us in his word. The word of God is central to our spiritual growth. Our faith is our body of belief found in the word of God. It is the controlling factor that keeps us from false teaching. How many believe that? It will keep us from false teaching. Our faith is most holy because it comes from God, and it is set apart of God, by God for you and I. Our Christian walk is not a career. This is not a career, and it's not a hobby. Praise our God. But it is a lifestyle change. Praise Amen. God. Do you believe that? See, you have a career on your job. This is not a career. This is a lifestyle change. I've gone from a wretched sinner to now a saved saint in Almighty God. My life has changed for the best. Praise God. A change that comes from faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible is our most important resource for you and I living this Christian life that we are living. It is the stock trade for all of us as Christians. Praise God. You and I have to feed on God's eternal word if we want to live right. Yes, God has a special diet for you and I as believers, and that diet is our saint food. Praise God. It is the word of God. And when we partake from it,
We develop spiritual muscles to gain strength to fight on the good fight of faith and to hold on to our faith as Jude instructed us in our scripture reading. Oh, saints of God, I believe if we have been eating good, nutritional, spiritual food, then we ought to be stronger this year than we were last year. We should be able to control our temper more this year than we did last year. We ought to be deeper in our living for the Lord than we were last year. Our prayer life ought to be more intact than it was last year. Praise our God. You see, our faith in God and the things of God and in the people of God ought to be more steadfast this year than it was last year. What do you say? And Sister Renee, we ought to be growing in our walk with Almighty God. We got to be more steadfast in our efforts to live a holy and righteous life in this present world. You see, the enemy of our soul is pressing sore up against us. The enemy of our soul wants to make the truth of God's word a liar. The enemy of our soul wants the world to believe that mankind can't live this way. But God has told us so in the word of God. This is what God expects out of us. Turn with me to Titus and look at what it says in the word of God. Turn with me to Titus, the second chapter. He says these words in verse 11. And I know we know this well. He said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. He said, teaching us that denying ungodliness. He went on to say, in worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. This is what the word of God says. This is how we are to live, saints of God. He said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He went on to say, who gave himself for us. Do you believe Jesus sacrificed his life for you? Do you believe that he died on the cross? Do you believe he rose from the dead? Do you believe he's sitting now on the right-hand side of God, interceding for all mankind? Then we ought to live according to what we've read in the word of God. He said, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. See, he didn't leave us half in and half out.
Amen.
That's why he didn't prune us. He purged us. Praise
Amen.
Our God.
Amen. Amen.
God purged us. He purged us from an old man and made us a new man in Christ Jesus. Praise our God. He said, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto him a peculiar people, zealous of good works. All these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Praise God. Thank God he cleansed us. Thank God he took us from an old life. Because, you know, as Titus went on, go down to verse chapter 3. Look at what Titus said. He said, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. Look at what he said, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawler, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. But look at what he tells us in verse 3. He said, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish. We were disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But listen to what he said. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appear, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. That's how he cleansed us.
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise our God.
Amen.
You see, our eternal destiny is a gift from God, not something you and I have earned. The Bible tells us, for by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Praise our God. Do we believe that our God is able to keep our faith in him, our faith intact, that we do not fall from our steadfastness?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know the world is pressing at us, saints. We've got to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the things of Almighty God. Our faith has to stay intact no matter what's going on in this world. You see, God's power is unlimited in our lives. Therefore, he is able to keep us no matter what life throws at us. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 10. I know that Sister Mellison brought this as her scripture, or brought this as a scripture two Wednesday nights ago to help on a correction of something. And then Brother Byrene elaborated on it this past Wednesday. However, when I was studying and going through what God would have me to put out, God gave me this scripture. See, he gave me this message. Saints of God, I was working on another message that I thought the Lord wanted me to bring. And then Saturday morning, I woke up, and God had another message for me. He began to work on me. And I began to scramble. I sat down there, and I was up early, and I said, Lord, I began to pray. Because I just felt when I was working on the other message, I could feel that God was saying to me, no, this is not what I want you to preach on. Oh, and then I began to pray. I said, Lord, what would you have me to say to your people? Because, see, I want to always be in God's will. If God says, don't preach this message that I've worked on all week long, I can't come and stand before you and preach because the Spirit of the Lord is not going to be in it. But when God gives me something to preach, I got to go with what God says because God knows who's going to be here. Amen. God knows who needs it. God knows what's going on in each and every one of our lives. Look at what it says there in verse 11. He said, now all these things happen unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. He went on to say, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Saints of God, we've got to be careful. We don't want to get so self-confident in our walk with God that we forget to pray, that we don't meditate, that we don't read the word of God, that we forsake the assembling of ourselves together, that we're not in the house of God when we can be in the house of God. We've got to be watchful at all times. He said, wherefore let him that thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall. Then he went on to say, there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. Meaning that these temptations you and I are going through are common to mankind. We are not going through anything that someone else hasn't gone through. We're not going through anything that none of our forefathers, none of the other saints that have gone on have gone through. Some of the older saints that are still with us in the congregation, they have gone through a lot of things that you and I are going through right now, but they still stood, and they stood firm on the word of God, and they said, as we said earlier on, as Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. They trusted God through it. He went on to say, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. So when you're being tempted, God is not going to tempt you above what you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Oh, he didn't say he'd remove it. Oh, but he'd make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Praise our God. Some things we're going to go through, we're going to have to bear, saints of God. Some things we're going to have to go through. We're just going to have to say, Lord, I'm going to go through it. I'm going through with you. Amen. Just like the Hebrew boy said, when they were going through something, they went through with Almighty God. And then we're just going to have to lean on the word of God. And we're going to have to remember what he tells us in the word of God. That's why it's good to get into the word of God and to know what thus saith the Lord. Get in there and know that he said in Isaiah 43, he said, when in verse 2, when thou passest through the water, he said, I'll be with you. Do you believe that? And through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Praise God. God is letting us know, when you're going through the fiery trials of life, I'm going to be there with you. When you're going through the storms of life, I'm going to be there with you. When you maybe get up, and you may not be able to pray to me, and you may not be able to say anything, but just say, oh, my God, Lord, have mercy. I'll be right there with you. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, I've been there, saints. I've been there. Praise God. One thing we have to understand, saints of God, our salvation is not a barrier to temptation. The devil's going to tempt us.
Amen.
He will tempt us all the way to the grave if he can. But we must be able to withstand and not fall. Our God has given us a way to tame the temptations of life. And that is through him. Although some temptations cannot be avoided, all can be overcome.
Amen.
Praise God. We told these words, turn with me to James, the first chapter. Look at what it says there in the word of God. James 1, verse 2 says these words, my brother, he said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Oh, when you didn't see it coming, you still got to count it all joy.
Amen.
Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. He went on to say, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Oh, when we have trials and tribulations going on in our lives, James is telling us that we must react with a positive attitude. He says, count it all joy. Don't allow the enemy to steal your joy through fear, worry, discouragement, anger, or bitterness, trying to get back at somebody. Because you're going through something. I know that when difficulties beyond our control hit us hard, we may not be able to see clearly the Bible verses about trials and hard times working for us. We may not be able to cry out and say to the Lord, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. But one thing we need to know this, and that is that God is in every situation and God is in the midst of our trials. We must be determined to continually keep our eyes fixed on Almighty God and to continue to set our mind on him. Why? Because our God is able to keep our faith in him from failing us. If we're going through something, our God can strengthen our faith and keep us standing even in the midst of a trial. You see, when our troubles come, let us not run away from God, but let us run to him. You see, our faith in God is a gift from God. When we build on our most holy faith, we are strengthening ourselves in the things of God. We will have a strong constitution and an immovable faith in him no matter what the enemy brings to us. How many know what I'm talking about? You see, none of us can outbelieve God because God has never over-promised himself. If God promises, we can stake everything on it that is going to come to pass. You see, relying on our most holy faith will allow you and I to look back to God's past faithfulness as a guarantee of his future faithfulness to each and every one of us. What are you saying, Sister Renee? God has brought you through some things. Amen? God has blessed each and every one of us and given each of us a testimony as to his goodness to us. There are things that God has brought us through. There are things that have happened in our lives. And many of us have gotten up and we have testified to those things. We've gotten up and said how if we didn't have enough money to pay our rent and God made a way because maybe an insurance check that we didn't know we had came in the mail. Praise God. Amen. Or we've gotten up and we've talked about how we didn't have much gas in the car. But God made a way when we got in the car, we thought we didn't have enough. But God made a way for us to be able to get from point A to point B. Praise God. Oh, we've testified of all God's faithfulness to us. So one thing we've got to know, saints of God, our God never changes.
Amen.
If he's been faithful to us in the past, it's a guarantee that our God's going to be faithful to us in the future. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Oh, God has given us every reason to believe that God, our hope is in him. Turn with me to 1 Kings, the 8th chapter. And look at what it says in verse 56. Praise our God.
Amen.
Oh, it tells us these words. It said, blessed be the Lord that has given rest unto his people Israel. And see, you and I are spiritual Israel today. Amen. He said, according to all that he promised, there has not failed. Oh, hear what he's saying.
Praise
there
God.
Has not failed one word of all his good promise.
which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. And we can say not one of God's promise has failed, that God has promised us in the word of God. And then in Joshua, the 21st chapter, and the 45th verse, it says these words. It said, there failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Do you believe that? Then in 2 Peter, we're told these words. The 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, and verse 9, it says to you and I, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count that. Oh, praise our God. Our God is not slack. Our God is not loose concerning his promises. Praise our God. He says there, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Praise our God. When God has made a promise in his word, God's going to stand on that promise. The problem is, in our day and time right now, too often people withdraw from God when they're going through something. When the struggles of life come, the first thing people want to do is abandon God. We need to realize that our struggles in this life are often used by God to strengthen our faith in him. They're not used to weaken us. Do you believe that? We do not face tests and temptations without God's help and God's purpose being at work in our lives. We don't have to face them in our own strength. With God's help, he is able to keep our faith intact, that our faith fails us not. Just before Peter, you Bible students know the story in Luke 22. Just before Peter would deny Jesus, Jesus prayed these words. In Luke 22, verse 32, he said, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Praise our God. Saints of God. That prayer is the same for you and I today. Because he told us in John, that 17th chapter, that he had prayed for us. Do you believe his word? Stand on his word. Stand on the promises of God. Stand, because the enemy is trying very hard to get us to fall away from God. But see, not only did he tell Peter that I prayed for thee, that your faith fail you not, but look at what else he told him. He said, and when thou art converted, he told him, strengthen thy brother. Praise our God. Saints of God, we have a responsibility to each other, to help each other in this Christian walk. That is what Jude was saying to us in our scripture reading this morning. You see, in verses 21 and 23 of our scripture reading, along with his advice unto us about faith, Jude was instructing them. He was instructing them back then and you and I today to have mercy on those who doubt. He says in verse 21 and 23, turn with me there for a moment. He tells us to keep yourself in the love of God. He said, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. He said, and some have compassion, making a difference. He said, and others save with fear. He said, pulling them out of the fire. We are to have mercy on souls and help them to get to God or to get back to God however we can. Oh, the Bible teaches us that God will give us grace and strength to stand after each battle in our life. But there may be some that are weak saints that might not be able to stand. But we've got to be able to stand. Are we able to stand still while we are being tested? I know a lot of times people will read that scripture when it says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. When God was talking to Moses back then, when the children of Israel were being pursued by Pharaoh's army, and all they had behind them was Pharaoh's army, in front of them was the Red Sea. But Moses let the children of Israel know when they got there. Because remember, they were murmuring, they had been complaining, they were all, you know, you can just imagine what they were thinking, this big old army pressing sore up against us. And then we're standing here, and before us is the Red Sea. And then all we hear from Moses, when Moses said to the children of Israel, he said, but stand still and see what? the salvation of the Lord. Moses had confidence that God was going to deliver them. When God tells us to stand still, he doesn't mean for us to stay home, but he means for us to come out and be amongst the saints of God. But stand still and know that I'm going to work it out for you. Do you believe that this afternoon? Our God is able to work out a situation. When situations come to us, saints of God, we don't have to abandon the house of God or stay away from the saints of God, but come and be amongst our brothers and sisters and get the strength we need to carry on. Why, Sister Renee? Because the Bible says iron sharpeneth iron. Our strength comes from one another. You sharpen me and I sharpen you. Do you believe that this afternoon? Praise our God. Love the brethren. Come amongst one another and help each other. When we share with each other, we grow in grace. It helps our faith. Oh, I believe it's in Revelation, and that the scripture is escaping my mind, where they said they overcame by the word of their testimony. Oh, go ahead, brother. Would you say there? Amen. Praise our God. See, your word of your testimony will help someone else to overcome. You may say, well, Sister Renee, it's personal. But let me tell you something. It's not about us trying to find gossip on each other, but it's about us trying to find help and strength in the time of need when the devil is pressing sore at us. Because we've got to go on for Almighty God. We've got to be able to stand while we are being tested. James 1, verse 12 says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Praise God. Praise our God.
Revelation
12:11. Can you go ahead and read it, sis?
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death.
Praise our God. Oh, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Praise our God. Saints of God, we got a lot of testimony, testifying to do.
Amen.
Praise our God. To show what God has done to us, what God has done for us. Even in the midst of what's going on, we can still share how good God has been. Even in this day, you may say, well, Sister Renee got up and the day was a little rough, but God still has been good. Amen. God still has blessed us. He has brought us here. He's allowed us to be here in the house of the Lord. God has blessed. Oh, things may not be all that well, but God still has blessed. As I share with you at the onset of the word of God, I didn't know until Sister walked up and said, I just want to let you know, our aunt passed away this morning. I didn't know before I preached the word, but still it's a good day in the Lord. Still God is blessed and God is merciful. He told us in the word of God, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this to judgment. He just told us to make sure we're ready to go. My aunt said that she was saved. She said she was ready to go. Oh, but that's between her and Almighty God. And so, saints of God, we may have trouble on every hand. We may have grief. We may have woe. We may have things that are happening on a scale that you and I may not understand. But one thing about it, we can trust in Almighty God, and God will see us through. Do you believe that this afternoon? Do you believe that God is able. He's able to bring you through even when the enemy presses sore at you. You see, in the word of God, we oftentimes will go back into Psalms and begin to quote the word of God. We oftentimes will go back into Psalms to find some kind of peace and solace when we're going through something. And we'll go there to the 23rd division of Psalms where David said in the word of God, he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Do we believe that this afternoon? Can we say God is our shepherd when we're going through something, and I shall not want. This doesn't only mean that we may not want material things or physical things, but we don't have to want for anything outside of the will of God. He went on to say, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. You see, when things are all topsy-turvy, things are going on in our lives, God can lead us beside the still waters. He said, he restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of right. When you're going through something, God is still leading us in the path of righteousness. We don't have to step out of our righteousness to go through something, but we can stay right in the righteousness of Almighty God and go through what we're going through. He went on to say there, yay, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Oh, saints of God, we don't have to fear any evil. We can have all the confidence in Almighty God. He went on to say there, he said, for thou art with me. Do you believe God is with you when you're going through the trials of life? He said, thy rod and thy staff, meaning thy word and thy spirit, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table, he said, before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointed my head with oil. Oh, and look at what he said. My cup runneth over. Is your cup running over? And Almighty God, he said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God. When you're going through something, you don't have to abandon God. Stay with God. Trials and tests are usually used to refocus our lives. I heard a sister praying about it. She said, Lord, search me. She said, I search as I search myself. Sometimes when we're going through something, it clearly lets us see where we stand. That's why James said, brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. We have joy in the midst of life's trouble. Joy whether you are up or down. Joy, whether when you got up this morning, you had a flat tire or not, you still have joy in the Lord. Praise our God. James let us know that trouble was unavoidable. We're living in a world of sin. This world is rampant with sin all around, so there's going to be trouble. There's going to be trouble on every hand. Why? Because sin is running rampant in our land. We're sharing with the saints. Levester and Brother Maurice. Dad, after I was speaking with the lady on the phone, she shared with me the gentleman at the little drive-through down here, the owner of that drive-through on Oakley. They went in there and robbed it and beat this man unmercifully. Oh, he's down. They said he'll be out for next 6 months or so. Saints of God, we're living in some troubled times. All around us. You got to have joy in the Lord. Amen. Trouble is unavoidable. It's all around. James, in this scripture, he didn't tell us to count it all joy if you fall, but he says count it when you fall. You see, when it happens and you don't expect it coming, things might be going okay right now in your life. Might be going okay in my life right now. But what James is letting us know in this passage of scripture is that there are some unexpected encounters that you and I are going to have to deal with in this world of sin. But he is telling us to count it all joy. Paul also said in Philippians 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoicing is what puzzles the world about you and I. How can they rejoice when things are not going in the right direction? The world thinks it's not going in the right direction. You see, all our trials and tribulations, through them all, we've got to keep our faith in Almighty God. There might even be someone sitting right here this afternoon in the house of God, and they may be going through something, but they're sitting there with a smile on their face. We don't even know they're going through it. But they may have trouble on this inside. But there can be joy. Joy in knowing that your soul is right with Almighty God. Oh, I know the world would say, oh, that don't make any sense to me. Oh, but when you serve God, it makes sense.
Amen.
Because you know our God is able. Oh, we don't know all the trouble in life. But we don't have to go back to the old man to settle anything. We can stay right with Almighty God.
We can have a positive attitude. We don't have to go around and kick the can, so to speak, because we're mad about something that's happening. No, we can understand that every pain, with every pain there is, and every problem, there is a purpose behind it. Romans 8, verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. You see, our trial might be just to examine where our faith is in the Lord. Sometimes God will allow us to go through something to find out where we stand with our faith. What do you say, and Sister Renee? God allows some problems in our lives to determine whether we are going to stand or not. Are we going to be faithful to Almighty God? Because it's faithful to the things of God. Oh, brother read that scripture to us. Back there, I believe it was in Genesis. After Abraham had taken his son up. And he had taken his son up there to be for a sacrifice, his only son, which was Isaac, that God had promised him. And remember, he took his son up there. And after he had taken his son there, it said the word of God let us know. And I was trying to find it real quick.
Chapter 22.
He said to him there in the word of God. Oh, praise our God. Let me see if I can find it real quick. What verse is it there?
Verse 6.
It says in Genesis 22, verse 6. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they went both of them together. Remember, because God told Abraham to go take him up there. The word of God starts out. It says, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, meaning he was trying Abraham's faith, because we know that God doesn't tempt us with anything evil. Praise God. He says there, and Abraham took, verse 6, and Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son. See, this is how much faith Abraham had in God. Look at what he said. He said, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide. Now, Abraham was taking him up there. But look at Abraham saying, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them, praise our God, together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God.
Amen.
Thanks to God, we might be going through something. So God will know whether we fear him or not. Praise
Amen.
Our God.
Amen.
Praise our God. I know there's no joy in trials, but I know joy can be produced from going through something. Praise
Amen.
Our God.
Amen.
Praise our God. Some things we go through in this life, and our God is able to keep our faith in him no matter what you and I are going through. I want you in your leisure, if you haven't read before, in Matthew, the 4th chapter. We know this scripture quite well. When Jesus was led up, the word of God says, by the Spirit into the wilderness. He was led up to be tempted by the devil. Jesus stood. He stood on the word of God. In each case, Jesus had victory. Why? Because his life was prayed up. See, that's why it's important, saints. We got to be prayed up. He had prayed before the temptation had come. He had made a decision based on the word of God rather than on his flesh. We've got to make our decisions based on what thus saith the Lord, not what this flesh is trying to tell us to do. What are you saying, Sister Renee?
You know, sometimes when something's going on, the flesh will say, well, you know, you need to say this or you need to do that. No, don't premeditate anything. Allow God to be the one. Step back and say, Lord, I need you to have your way in this conversation. I need you to be the one to do the speaking. I need you, dear Heavenly Father, to speak to me what I need to say to this individual. I had someone share with me. I was sharing with them something that was going on. And they said to me, well, you know what, Sister Renee, you need to let that person know that you're a pastor. I said, no, I don't. I said, I don't need to let them know who I am. All I have to do is stand. I don't need to go around and tell people I'm a pastor or I'm a minister. No, they need to see me standing as a saint of God, standing on God's word. That the word of God tells me a soft answer turns away wrath. Whether you're a pastor or not, still applies to each and every one of them. And all I have to do is stand for Almighty God. God will take care of that individual. All I do is stand in a holy place and allow God to take care of them. Praise our God. I allow God to keep me and allow God to bring me through. Because, see, if the old Sister Renee comes up, then I'm in trouble. Because I have to crucify that old sister, that old Renee. I can't allow old Renee. I'm not going to call her sister because she wasn't a sister at that time. She's old Renee. I can't allow her to come up. But I've had to have her crucified. And I thank God that I have. Thank God all of us that are living for the Lord have crucified that old man. Now we're walking in newness of life. See, God can use our temptations to strengthen our walk with him. We will only respond right to Almighty God. But in order for us to be useful to help others, we must learn to face temptations and stand against them successfully in God. You see, sometimes, saints of God, all of us have probably had a bottle of something that says shake well before using. That is what God has to do with some of us. He has to shake us up a little bit to see if we're usable.
Praise
Isaiah 48, turn with me there for a moment. We're coming to a close, saints. Isaiah 48, verse 10, look at what it says there. He says there in the word of God, he said, behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. Amen. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction.
Yes. Yes.
My.
Yes.
In Romans 8, look at what he says there in Romans 8, verse 17, these words. He said, if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy. Oh, did you hear what he said? He said, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, the same little things that we're going through in this life, he said, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. See, when we are going through something in life, we've got to hold not only onto our faith in God, but also onto our relationship with Almighty God. When Daniel was in the midst of the lion's den, God was with him. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the midst of the fiery furnace, God was with them. Oh, God could have immediately transported those saints right out of their difficulties. But no, God chose instead to be with them in the midst of their trial. And God chose to reveal his power through their trial. Do you believe that? See, God can deliver us instantly from a situation in a nanosecond. But there are times God chooses to leave us right in it. Why? Because God wants us to have faith in God. God wants us to stand. God wants others to see that God is able to keep us from falling, that our faith is intact with Almighty God. And we love the Lord. We love the word of God. And that we are going to stand no matter what the enemy tries to put in our way. We're going to continue to stand for Almighty God. And yes, we're going to see the salvation, meaning the deliverance of the Lord, because God is able to deliver us from any situation that poses itself to us. Praise our God. Do you believe that, saint?
Amen.
I know as we listen to Job's story and how things changed in Job's life,
But Job maintained his confidence in the Lord. He just demonstrated what you and I have got to do today. We've got to maintain our confidence in God. We got to live for Almighty God. We got to know that God is able to go through these difficult situations with us in our lives. But we've got to keep our faith in Almighty God. God can keep us from falling away from our steadfastness. God can keep us from falling away from our faith. Why? Because we serve an approachable God. Oh, he is not only approachable, but he is available 24/7, 365 days a year. You don't have to make an appointment to see him. All you have to do is call on him. Praise our God. But you've got to make a commitment to Almighty God. You got to say, live or die, I am the Lord. Keep God in the forefront of our minds. Keep God in our lives. Oh, saints of God, we have got to stand. And we've got to trust Jesus at all times. Yes, he is the source of our strength in troubled times. How many have found that to be so? He is able to keep us from falling from our faith in him. We can depend on God. He will never fail us. He will never forsake us, the word of God says. He will come through for us every single time. As we bring this message to a close, God's goal for our lives is to make us strong as we grow closer to God. As we draw closer to God and God's eternal word, we'll get stronger and stronger in our faith, and we'll be able to stand. Not, God is not out there trying to trip us up, saints of God, but he is able and willing. God will pick us up when we are torn down. God will strengthen us when we are weak. And do you believe that? He's able, but we've got to trust him through all of it. Oh, praise our God. All other avenues fail. All other ways are inadequate, but trusting in Almighty God, knowing that our God is able to keep us from falling. Oh, praise our God. Let us go back to our scripture reading as we bring this to a close. And look at what he says there. He says in our scripture reading, he says there in verse 24, he said, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. You see, all other ways will fail us. But God's way is the only way that is true. He is able, saints of God. And there's only one way to overcome, and that is through faith in Jesus Christ. You see, truth is a narrow way. And that is why Jesus said, few there be that find it. You see, in the natural sense, if you and I were out there hiking and we came to a wide river and we learned that there was one bridge down the river a mile or two, we wouldn't stomp and discuss and moan about how that bridge should have been right there, but we'll go where that bridge is, right, so we could get across. And we'd be thankful that there was a bridge that you could go over and cross. What are you saying, Sister Renee? The same thing with Jesus Christ. God has given us his son, Jesus. He said in John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And in John 8, 32, he said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Our Jesus is the access door into the kingdom of God for all mankind. We know that he is truth. Let us trust our lives to the one who knows exactly what it will take to get us into the kingdom of God, knowing that he is able to keep us from falling. He is able to keep our faith in him as long as you and I trust in God. God bless you is my prayer.
Praise
Amen.
God. Amen.
Praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise our God. Thank God for this message. Amen.
Praise our God
for this perfect message.
Praise our God.
The word of God is perfect, is it not? Amen. Thank God. God is able to keep you from falling.
Yes.
That lets us know we don't have to fall.
Amen.
Amen. We submit ourselves to God and allow God to work in us. We don't have to fall. He will keep us from falling. Amen. Praise our God. Pastor Jenkins said that even our going through such, he said, joy can be produced. He said, it's not a joyous thing to go going through it, but joy can be produced by our going through something. Amen. Amen. And then we have something that we can testify about. We have something that we can tell someone else that can help them along the way when they're going through something.
Amen.
Praise God. Our going through something can strengthen us.
Yes.
Not only can it produce joy in us, but it can produce strength in us. You know, when you think about it, as she was speaking, I was thinking about if you've ever had an injury or something where you had to have therapy, or a muscle that needs to be worked. If the muscle is not worked, it will atrophy and it will get weak.
Yes.
But we can be strengthened in God by being exercised in our faith.
Praise
our
God.
Faith is a muscle that must be exercised.
Amen.
And the way that gets exercised is by us going through something.
Yes.
And believing that God is able to keep us.
Yes.
We are able to maintain our salvation. As Job said, I maintain my integrity.
Yes.
Because he did not sin against God.
Praise God. Amen.
In the same way, we can keep our salvation and not sin against God, and not even murmur or complain in the midst of whatever we're going through. Because God is able to keep us from falling. Praise our God. Thank God for this wonderful, wonderful message today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank God for our pastor.
Amen.
Who was obedient to the Spirit of God. Even though she had studied all week, she said, or on another message, but God gave her this message.
Yes.
Some might say at the 11th hour, on Saturday, which was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Thank God for his faithfulness. Thank God for his spirit. Thank God for his servant.
Amen.
Was obedient to the Spirit of God and preached to us the message that we needed to hear this morning. Amen. I thank God for this beautiful, beautiful message. And shall we stand? God is able to keep you from falling. Don't lose heart. Don't get discouraged. God is able to keep you from falling. Even as she said that she spoke of David and said David encouraged himself in the Lord. As we're going through something, if the only thing that you remember to say is, God is able to keep me from falling in this, then you can encourage yourself in the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. David didn't run to someone else for encouragement because they were all speaking against him.
Yes.
They were ready to stone him. So it was just David and the Lord. Sometimes it's just you and the Lord.
Amen.
And so you encourage yourself in the Lord because he's able to keep you from falling. Thank God for this wonderful message.
Amen.
Amen. What shall we do?
505.
Number 505 in the worship of the Lord. Humble yourself to walk with God. Praise our God.
Amen.
Hey, when you're going through something, don't kick out of the harness.
Amen.
Amen. Stay right there. The
Amen.
Lord will not let you fall.
Amen.
Amen. Humble yourself to walk with him.
If I would have the dear Savior from heaven, walk by your side from the Lord till the even. There is a that each day you must follow. Humble yourself to walk with Just as the Lord in the world's early ages walked and communed with the prophets and sages, he will come now if you meet the condition. Humble yourself to walk with God. Humble yourself, and the Lord will draw near you. Humble yourself, and His presence shall cheer you. He will not walk with the proud or humble yourself to walk with God.
Amen. That's how we're kept from falling.
Amen.
When we humble ourselves in the sight of God. Amen. And that, and the Lord will raise us up.
Yes, He will.
Praise our God. As the Lord did for those that Pastor Jenkins preached of, as she told us about Daniel, and she told us about Joseph, and she told us about the three Hebrew boys, just as the Lord in the world's early ages walked and communed with the prophets and sages and with His chosen people, those who believed God, those who trusted in God, even at the peril of their own lives. As He was faithful to them, He will be faithful to us. But we have to meet the conditions just as they did. They believed God. Mm-hmm. Praise our God. She told us about Abraham, and we're told that Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. That's where we have our righteousness, when we trust God.
Amen.
And stand
Amen.
On His word. Amen. No matter what comes. And just say, Lord, I know You can keep me from falling.
Amen.
We could say as Job, though He slay me, yet will I trust in Him. Praise our God. Because if we're slain in the Lord, then we know that we're going to see Him in glory. Praise our God. We know that in the general resurrection, even that we studied about in Sunday school, in the general resurrection, we will be raised to life eternal.
Yes.
Because we know that this old body, this container that we're in now, this earthly house of this tabernacle is going to be dissolved.
Yes.
But when we trust in God, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
Amen.
Praise our God. So when we trust in Him, we may be slain, but if we've trusted in the Lord, then we have a hope beyond this world.
Praise our God. Amen.
Who are going through a hot and fiery trial, and it may seem more than we can bear. We can say, Lord, I know, Lord, that You're able to keep me from falling, even in this trial.
Amen.
Praise God. And so that's how we meet the condition.
Amen.
And we trust in Him no matter what. It says, He will come now. He'll come to our rescue even in the midst of the trial when we meet the condition. He's told, humble yourself and the Lord will draw near you. We're in our Bible study, it's telling us to draw nigh unto God.
Yes.
He will do that if we humble ourselves. He says, humble yourself and His presence will cheer you in the midst of whatever is happening. We can have that joy, as Pastor said, a joy and gladness in the Lord. But we're told what would cause Him to withdraw from us. He will not walk with the proud or the scornful. We have to humble ourselves to walk with Him. Praise God. Pastor said in the message this morning, and it came up in our Sunday school class, that
God will not be with those who are of a prideful and haughty spirit. Because we know that the scripture says that pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. So in order for us to be kept, even in the midst of trial and not to fall, we have to humble ourselves. Amen. Is there one? Is there one who has a need? Is there one who just wants to come and pray before the Lord? Is there one who says, Lord, I just want to be sure. Even as Sister Smith prayed that beautiful prayer, she said, Lord, I want to be sure, Lord. Check me, Lord, and let me examine myself. Amen. We should examine ourselves, whether we be in the faith. Because the enemy is going forth, going out into the world. We don't want to be like Samson was. He didn't even realize. He said he wist not that the Spirit of God had left him. We don't want to be that way. Going around thinking that we're okay, and we're not okay. Amen. Praise our God. Lord, Lord bless. Praise our God. Is there another? Is there anyone else? Praise God. The prayer room is large enough that more than one can pray in there.
Amen.
There's an altar right here also. Praise our God. Thank God for his word. And we'll sing that last verse.
Just as the stream finds a bed that is lonely, so Jesus walks with the pure and the holy. Cast out your pride and in heartfelt contrition, humble yourself to walk with God. Humble yourself, and the Lord will draw near you. Humble yourself, and his presence shall cheer you. He will not walk with the proud or the scornful. Humble yourself to walk with God.
Amen. Great. Thank you. Is there anyone who would like to be remembered in prayer? Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen. We all remain low at the Savior's feet, knowing that he's able to give us aid in any situation that we're going through. Praise our God. Praise our God. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, thanking you, dear Father, for your word. Thanking you, dear God, for the unction of the Holy Spirit, dear God. Lord, that touched our dear pastor to bring your word, the truth of your word to us. Lord, to bring to us, Lord, that we need to hear, dear God, in our walk with thee. Lord, to give us, Lord, your word, which will strengthen us, dear God, along our way, dear Father. Lord, that will cause us, dear God, even to examine ourselves, dear Father. Lord, to be sure, dear God, Father, that we are still, dear God, right in your sight. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to measure to your word in all of its ways. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to think on your word, dear God. Lord, help us, dear God, to act on your word, dear Father. For, Lord, we truly want to be doers of your word. Lord, we want to be examples of believers so that others look on our lives, dear God,
hear the words of our witness, dear Father, and realize that there is a God in heaven whom we serve. There is an almighty God in heaven who is mighty to save. There is a God in heaven who is calling, Lord, for others to step out of sin, dear God, and to step into the light of your word. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, Lord, to truly, Lord, obey your word, dear God, in all things, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your well-preached word this day. And Lord, we pray, Lord, your blessings upon our dear pastor. Lord, we thank you for her, dear Father. And Lord, how she, Lord, expresses your word, dear God, and makes it so clear, dear Father. Lord, so that we can understand, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each upraised hand, dear Father. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, dear Father, to help us, Lord, to manifest your word to others, dear God, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would strengthen us, dear God. We pray, dear God, that you would give us joy in your word, dear Father. Give us joy in you. Give us joy in serving you, dear Father. So help us, Lord, to realize, dear Father, that when others see us, we may be going through something, dear God, Lord, but they see us, Lord, giving you the glory. See us, dear God, being joyful, dear God, even in the face of tribulation. Lord, it may help to increase their faith, dear God. Lord, we can even, Lord, increase one another's faith, dear God. Lord, we can be helpers, Lord, of our brothers and sisters, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, Lord, to stand on your word, dear Father. And we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, in our everyday life. Lord, you know, Lord, what will confront us later on today. Lord, you know, Lord, what will confront us even tomorrow. And, Lord, we're so glad to know, dear God, that you are able, or whatever it is, dear God, you're able, Lord, to keep us from falling. Lord, as Pastor preached, Lord, Father, you didn't say, Lord, that you would remove the temptation, dear God, but, Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to keep us from falling, dear God, and Jesus, Lord, will present us faultless before our Father if we stand, Lord, on your word. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember each upraised hand. We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen us, help us, Lord, to be a blessing to someone else, dear God. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the glory and praise for it all. Lord, remember those, Lord, who are in the prayer room, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to help them to prevail, dear God. You know, Lord, their need. Lord, you know, dear Father, the reason, Lord, for which it come, Lord, to just talk to you, dear God. And Father, we're so glad, Lord, that we can each do that, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that, Lord, you would help Sister India, dear God. Lord, bless Pastor Jenkins, Lord, even as she ministers to her, dear God. Lord, remember even little infinity, dear God, Lord, that even she would, Lord, learn something of thee, dear God, while she's there in the prayer room with them, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would have your way, Lord. Remember this dear sister, dear Father. Strengthen her, dear God, and give her, dear Father, what her heart is crying out for as she's crying unto thee. Lord, have your way, dear God, and truly, Lord, we're going to give you the glory and praise for it all, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord, not forgetting, Lord, those who heard this message, dear Father, thank you, Lord, for bringing it to my mind. Lord, and there may be those, dear God, who are as yet unsaved. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help them, dear God, to take this message to heart. Father, we pray, dear God, that they would think on their soul, dear God. For those who are out there, dear God, and they're struggling, dear God, and don't know which way to turn, dear Father, we pray, Lord, that they would turn to you, dear God. We pray, Lord, that they would look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For truly we know that the blood of Jesus, Lord, is able to cover a multitude of sin. And, Lord, you're able to help them, dear God, whatever their life situation is. And, Lord, when they turn to you, dear God, Lord, they'll never regret it. For, Lord, you have the power to keep them from falling. Lord, remember each heart, dear God, that is yet unsaved. Lord, remember those, dear God, that Pastor Jenkins called even on yesterday, dear Father. Lord, to speak to them, dear God, to encourage them to come to the house of God. We pray, Lord, that your spirit would continue, dear God, to strive with them, dear God. And, Lord, that they would be moved to come to the house of God, dear Father.
For this we ask in the name of Jesus. For Lord, we're praying for souls this day. Have your way, dear God, in our hearts and in our minds. And truly, again, Lord, we're going to give you the glory and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we thank you. Amen. Praise our God. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves this time? Amen. Amen. Sister Webb. Amen. Yes, it was. Amen. Mhm. Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Sure.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Things were going through my mind as you were talking. Praise our God. Yes, those affirmations. Yeah, they, I am love. I am peace. I am. It went through my mind just to, I don't want to prolong too long, but to, when the Pharisee and the publican went up to pray, and we're told that the Pharisee prayed with himself. I am this. I am that. I tithe such and such. I fast how many times a week? I tithe so much. And I'm not even like this publican over here. That's kind of like the Pharisee was kind of giving affirmations to himself because the scripture says he prayed with himself. But the publican was humble before God and prayed to God and asked for God's mercy. Amen. And there are many people who are into this affirmation thing, so that you're not going to get salvation out of self-proclaimed affirmations. Like you say, out of the Word of God. I thank you for that. That's very, so very, very important. Amen. Praise our God. Anyone else? Amen. We have a few announcements here. On Sunday, May 15th. Praise God. So be the Lord's will, Brother Matthew, just two more weeks. Amen. That will be ordinance service. Sunday. Amen. Always pray. Well, let me read the meditation first. Psalm 28, 1 and 2. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me. lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Amen. Praise our God. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Lord willing, May 23rd through the 27th, 2022, will launch our spring Bible study. The event will be held at the church from 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. That's Monday through Friday of that week. Our theme will continue to be drawing closer to God. Please bring your folder from our Fall Bible Study 2021. And if you are not at that Fall Bible Study, then there will be folders and materials and some of the past materials for study. And I believe Brother Maurice said that for this spring Bible study, that the book, for what the Bible teaches, we won't need that for this one, for the spring, but we will need it for the fall one, to be the Lord's will. Amen. Food pantry, Lord's will be held on Saturday, May 28th. Pray for this work and for Brother Byron Johnson as he prepares the message that the Lord will give to him. Trustees, there will be a brief meeting with the trustees following morning service. Is that meeting still on, Brother Levester? All right. A brief meeting with the trustees following morning service. Ordinance services will be held on Sunday, May 29th, following morning service. At baptism. Amen. Baptism and then the Lord's Supper. And feet washing. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Thank God for it. Amen. Truly a blessing. And please pray for Brother Byron Johnson. We thank God for a blessing, Sister Melita McElroy, and for being a bus driver for this week, for today. And please pray for Sister Millicent McElroy and Brother Thomas Mann, if they are on the bulletin scheduled to be drivers on next Lord's Day. So lift them up in prayer this week, please. Our thought for today, the road I've traveled hasn't been easy, but I'm still here. The only reason I'm here today is because God was walking the road with me every step of the way. Amen. 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 Praise our God. Thank God for that thought for today. Sister Holmes, would you like to express yourself?
I want to say I want to continue to remember me in prayer, and that message was very, very, very beautiful today, and I want to keep humble before the Lord so that I can be used as at least to hear the service. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Hey, God bless you, Sister Holmes.
Thank you.
Praise our God. Amen. I'm going to read that thought for today one more time. The road I've traveled hasn't been easy, but I'm still here.
Praise God.
The only reason I'm here today is because God was walking the road with me every step of the way. Amen, amen. And that's a testimony for what has happened in the past and what God will do for us now and tomorrow if he allows us to see it. Amen. Praise, even though the road may not be easy. Amen. He didn't bring us this far to leave us. Amen. Shall we stand? Amen. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Brother Matthew, would you dismiss us in prayer, please? Praise God. Yes. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.